saying goodbye. The island feels different without my dad. When we came here for our 3 weeks every summer, just the two of us, we'd stay in the little fishing shack right down by the water, curling up in sleeping bags on musty, blown-up air mattresses. Every night before we went to sleep, Dad and I would lie on our backs in the long, sweet grass beside the shack and watch the sky. And he'd point out the constellations. This summer was my mom's idea. I didn't want to come. But she said it would make me feel less lonely for Dad. "And you have a job to do there," she said with a stern look. As if I could ever forget what my dad had asked me to do. "So your school is having a science fair? Great! The science fair has long been a favorite educational tool in the American school system. For a good reason. Your teachers hate it." No, seriously. Although a science fair can seem like a big pain, it can help you understand basic scientific principles, like Newton's first law of inertia. It states that a body at rest will remain at rest until 8:45 p.m., the night before the science fair. Never Cry Wolf by Farley Mowat. I listened. But if a wolf was broadcasting from those hills, he was not on my wavelengths. George, who had been sleeping on the crest of the esker, suddenly sat up, cocked his ears forward, and pointed his long muzzle toward the north. After a minute or two, he threw back his head and howled, a long, quavering howl that started low and ended up on the highest notes my ears would register. Utek grabbed my arm and broke into a delighted grin. "Caribou are coming! The wolf says so!"